Kalo naskeva 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 gatiranyata. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, the life and character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as given to us by the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We're studying the Antya Leela, chapter 16. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes nectar from the lips of Lord Sri Krishna. This chapter is one of my favorite chapters of the whole book.
Jai.
So this is very, very good. Let's begin with the chapter summary. The 16th chapter is summarized by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. When the Bengali devotees of the Lord returned to Jagannath Puri, a gentleman named Kalidas, who was an uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, went with them to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kalidas had tasted the remnants of food of all the Vaishnavas in Bengal, even Jadu Thakur. Because of this, he received the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. So one point here, the custom was that when Rath Yatra would come every year, the devotees of Bengal would walk from Bengal to Jagannath Puri and spend the 4 months of the Chaturmasya period, beginning with Rath Yatra, to be with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, and then they would return home. Let us continue. When Kavi Karnapur was only 7 years old, he was initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He later became the greatest poet among the Vaishnava Acharyas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate the remnants of food known as Vallabhabhog, he described the glories of such remnants of the Lord's food and then fed all the devotees the prasadam. Thus they all tasted Adharamrita, the nectar from the lips of Lord Sri Krishna. So these are the three sections of this chapter which Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur have analyzed. So this chapter is in three parts. As usual, the chapter begins with a Sanskrit shloka which gives us a summary of the chapter. We can chant together, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Krishna Bhavamritam Hiya Asvadya Svadayan Bhaktan Prema Diksham Ashikshayat. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally tasted the nectar of ecstatic love for Krishna and then instructed his devotees how to taste it. Thus, he enlightened them about ecstatic love of Krishna to initiate them into transcendental knowledge. Text number 2. Together, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Text number 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus stayed at Jagannath Puri in the association of his devotees, always merged in ecstatic devotional love. Point here, in the association of his devotees. Because at the time of his Harinam Diksha, his spiritual master Ishwara Puri gave him 3 instructions. To continue chanting, number 1, even though he had achieved perfection, he told him, continue chanting. Number 2, in the association of devotees. Number 3, preach. His spiritual master gave him 3 instructions after perfection. What to speak of us before perfection. All right, let's continue. Text number 4. The next year, as usual, all the devotees from Bengal went to Jagannath Puri, and as in previous years, there was a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees. Along with the devotees from Bengal came a gentleman named Kalidas. He never uttered anything but the holy name of Krishna. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you about Kalidas?
He's a devotee.
Pakka. Very good. Exactly the word. Pakka. Only chanting. Previously, Lord Chaitanya in South India met a Brahman. All he was chanting was Ram. But when he met Lord Chaitanya, Ram went far away. He became addicted to Krishna. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has that power. Text number 6. Kalidas was a very advanced devotee, yet he was simple and liberal. He would chant the holy name of Krishna while performing all his ordinary dealings. I like this Kalidas. I am his servant. I want to be like Kalidas. I want to be simple, I want to be liberal, and I want to chant Krishna even while performing ordinary dealings and duties. When he used to throw dice in jest, he would chant Hare Krishna while throwing the dice. The key word, in jest. Not that he was going to Las Vegas. No, in jest, as a joke. That's important because some people will say, hey, he's playing dice. Why I cannot play dice? Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur warns the men of this age not to imitate the jesting of a Mahabhagavat like Kalidas. If someone imitates him by playing with dice or gambling while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will certainly become a victim of offenses unto the holy name. As it is said, Harinam Balipape Parvritti. One must not commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Playing with dice is certainly gambling, but it's clearly said here that Kalidas did this only in jest. A Mahabhagavat can do anything, but he never forgets the basic principles. Therefore, it is said, Taravakya Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bhujai. No one can understand the activities of a pure devotee. We should not imitate. And therefore, two words are used, imitation and follow. We follow their instructions. We follow their good example. We don't try to imitate. Text number 8. Kalidas was an uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Throughout his entire life, even in his old age, he tried to eat the remnants of food left by Vaishnavas. Kalidas ate the remnants of food of as many Vaishnavas as there were in Bengal. He would go to all the Vaishnavas born in Brahmin families, be they neophyte or advanced devotees, and present them with gifts of first-class eatables. He would beg remnants of food from such Vaishnavas, and if he did not receive any, he would hide. After the Vaishnavas finished eating, they would throw away their leaf dishes, and Kalidas would come out of hiding, take the leaves, and lick up the remnants. This is called intelligence. This is called being very determined. And the lesson that I can learn, if you are sincere and serious, you'll figure out a way how to get all your objectives fulfilled. Sometimes you cannot get what you want directly. But when you have Krishna's mercy, he will give you the intelligence. You can't get it this way, but you can get it this way. So all the devotee has to do is be sincere and serious, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvikam dadami. I give the intelligence. So just be sincere and sincere. Why do you have to sit there? I got to turn my head. Doesn't look good for the camera.
Yeah.
All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you, girls.
You're welcome.
Now I don't have to get a sore neck. All right, let's continue. After the Vaishnavas finished eating, they would throw away their leaf dishes, and Kalidas would come out of hiding, take the leaves, and lick up the remnants. Text 13. He would also take gifts to the homes of Vaishnavas born in Shudra families. Then he would hide and in this manner eat the remnants of food they threw away. So Kalidas is humble. He's even going to take the Shudra remnants. And notice, Vaishnavas born in Shudra families. That's Lord Chaitanya's movement. You may be born Shudra, that's all right. You can still be Vaishnava. Who was the Namacharya? Muslim. Yes. So, Lord Chaitanya's movement has nothing to do with social position. Only thing that matters, do you chant? Are you a chanter or a renter? There was a great Vaishnava named Jadu Thakur who belonged to the Bunimali caste. Kalidas went to his home taking mangoes with him. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks, both Kalidas and Jadu Thakur are worshipped at a place called Sripatabhati in the village known as Bedo or Baduya. This village is situated about 3 miles south of the village of Krishnapur, the birthplace of Raghunath Das Goswami, which is about 1 mile west of the Baindel junction of the Burdwan line. A post office there is named Devanandapur. Jadu Thakur used to worship the deity of Sri Madan Gopal. Everyone say that holy name. The deity is still worshipped by one Ram Prasad Das who belongs to the Ramayate community. It is said that the deity worshipped by Kalidas had been worshipped until now in the village of Shankya on the bank of the Sarasvati River. But the deity has been taken away by a gentleman named Matilal Chattopadhyay from the village of Triveni. The deity is now being worshipped at his place. Text number 15. Kalidas presented the mangoes to Jadu Thakur and offered him respectful obeisances. Then he also offered respectful obeisances to the Thakur's wife, showing we're not sexist. Woman is Vaishnava, we can offer respects. Text 16. When Kalidas went to Jadu Thakur, he saw that saintly person sitting with his wife. As soon as Jadu Thakur saw Kalidas, he likewise offered his respectful obeisances unto him. After its discussion with Kalidas that lasted for some time, Jadu Thakur spoke the following sweet words. I belong to a low caste, and you are a very respectable guest. How shall I serve you? If you will permit me, I shall send some food to a Brahmin's house, and there you may take prasad. If you do so, I shall then live very comfortable. So as you see, he's presenting himself unworthy. Meek and humble. This is Vaishnava. No pride. Let's continue. Kalidas replied, my dear sir, please bestow your mercy upon me. I have come to see you, although I am very fallen and sinful. So now there's a competition. Who can be more humble? Who can be more meek? This is spiritual life. In the material world, just the opposite. Everyone's trying to present, I'm great. And then the other, no, I have done this. So there's a competition, who can be the proudest in spiritual life, who can be the most humble. Simply by seeing you, I have become purified. I am very much obligated to you, for my life is now successful. My dear sir, I have one desire. Please be merciful to me by kindly placing your feet upon my head so that the dust on your feet may touch it. Jadu Thakur replied, it does not befit you to ask this of me. I belong to a very low caste family, whereas you are a respectable rich gentleman. Kalidas then recited some verses which Jadu Thakur was very happy to hear. Yes, these are famous verses. Let's chant together. Name Bhaktas Chaturvedi Madbhaktas Swapacha Priya Tasmai Deyam Tato Krayam Sapujya Yatahyam. Even though one is a very learned scholar in Sanskrit literature, if he is not engaged in pure devotional service, he is not accepted as my devotee. But if someone born in the family of dog eaters is a pure devotee with no motives for enjoyment through fruitive activity or mental speculation, he is very dear to me. All respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. For such devotees are indeed as worshipable as I am. And it's on this basis why we worship the spiritual master, the most confidential servant of the Lord. Purport. This verse, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is found in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. That's, of course, was written by Sanatan Goswami. Next quote, let's do together. Viprad Vishad Guna Yutar Aravinda Naba Padaravinda Vimukatsvapacham Varishtam Manyetan Arpita Mano Vachane Hitarta Pranam Punati Sakulam Natuburi Mana. A person may be born in a Brahmin family and have all 12 brahminical qualities. But if in spite of being qualified, he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmin family or to have brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a Shvapacha or Chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself but his whole family. Whereas a Brahmin who is not a devotee but simply has brahminical qualifications cannot even purify himself, what to speak of his family. This and the following verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this verse was by Prahlad when he was praying to Lord Nrisinga. The next one, Devahuti's verse. Yes. The famous.
Very famous.
Yes, let's do it together. Aho bhatta svapachoto gariyan yaj jivagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhuhu sasnar ayar brahmanuchur nama grinantiyete. So who is she speaking to?
Kapil.
My dear Lord, anyone who always keeps your holy name on his tongue is greater than an initiated Brahmin. Although he may be born in a family of dog eaters, and therefore by material calculations be the lowest of men, he is glorious nevertheless. That is the wonderful power of chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who chants the holy name is understood to have performed all kinds of austerities. He has studied all the Vedas. He has performed all the great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas and he has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. It is he who is factually the Aryan. Hearing these quotations from the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Jadu Thakur replied, "Yes, this is true, for it is the version of Shastra. It is true, however, for one who is generally advanced in devotion to Krishna. Such a position may befit others, but I do not possess such spiritual power. I belong to a lower class and have not even a pinch of devotion to Krishna." This humility just breaks your heart. It's just so wonderful to see this. Purport. In his statement, Jadu Thakur presents himself as being born in a low caste family and not having the qualifications of a bona fide devotee of Lord Krishna. He accepts the statements declaring a low-born person highly exalted if he is a Vaishnava. However, he feels that these descriptions from Srimad Bhagavatam appropriately describe others, but not himself. Jadu Thakur's attitude is quite befitting a real Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava never considers himself exalted even if he factually is. He is always meek and humble and never thinks that he is an advanced devotee. He assigns himself to a lower position, but that does not mean he is indeed low. Sanatana Goswami once said that he belonged to a low-class family, for although he was born in a Brahmin family, he had associated with Milechas and Yavanas in his service as a government minister. Similarly, Jadu Thakur presented himself as someone who belonged to a low class, but he was actually elevated above many persons born in Brahmin families. Not only is there evidence for this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as quoted by Kalidas in verses 26 and 27, but there is also considerable evidence for this conclusion in other Shastras. For in the example, the Mahabharata, it is stated, "Sudre tu yad bhavel lakshma dvije tachtana vidyate navai shudro bhavech chudro brahmano Nacha Brahmana." If someone born in the Sudra possesses the characteristics of a Brahmin, and someone born a Brahmin does not, that Sudra should not be known as the Sudra, and that Brahmin should not be known as a Brahmin. So that's Mahabharata. Similarly, in the Vanaparva, this is also Mahabharata. Sudra yonau hijatasya shad gunanu patishtata Arjave Vartamanasya Brahmanyam Abhijayate. If a person born in a Shudra family has developed the qualities of a Brahmin, such as Satya, truthfulness, Shama, peacefulness, Dhamma, self-control, and Arjava, simplicity, he attains the exalted position of a Brahmin. And in the Anushasana Parva, Stito Brahmana Dharmena Brahmanyam Upajivati Kshatriya Vata Vaishova Brahma Bhuya Sagachtiti Abis Tu Karmavir Devi Shubhai Acharitaistata Shudro Brahmana Matam Yati Vaisha Kshatriyatam Vrajit Nayonir Napi Sanskaro Nashruta Nachas Santati Karanani Dvidatvasya Vritam Eva Nukaranam. If one is factually situated in the occupation of a Brahmin, he must be considered a Brahmin, even if born in a Kshatriya or Vaishya family, O Devi. Even if one is born a Shudra, if he is actually engaged in the occupation and pure behavior of a Brahmin, he becomes a Brahmin. Moreover, a Vaishya can become a Kshatriya. Therefore, neither the source of one's birth, nor his reformation, nor his education is the criteria of a Brahmin. The vritta, or occupation, is the real standard by which one is known as a Brahmin. And for my listeners online. In 1995, I was in Jagannath Puri with Dwarkadish. And when we were waiting online to go to see the Gundicha temple, one of the temple guards said to me, "Are you Hindu?" And Dwarkadish immediately said, "More than you." That's what Dwarkadish said. But the man would not let me enter. But Dwarkadish, to his credit, immediately said to the man, "More than you." That is why Dwarkadish has got the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us continue. We have seen that a person who is not the son of a doctor and has not attended a medical college is sometimes able to practice medicine. By practical knowledge of how to perform a surgical operation, how to mix medicine, and how to give certain medicines for certain diseases, a person can receive a certificate and be registered as a medical practitioner in the practical field. He can do a medical man's work and be known as a doctor, although qualified medical men may consider him a quack. The government will recognize his work. Especially in India, there are many such doctors who perform their medical services perfectly. They are accepted even by the government. Similarly, if one is engaged in brahminical service or occupational duties, he must be considered a Brahmin despite the family in which he is born. That is the verdict of all the Shastras. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, "Yasya lal lakshanam proktam pungso varnabhivanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tat tenaiva vinirdishet." This is a statement by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhisthira, wherein Narada says that the symptoms of a Brahmin, Kshatriya, and Vaishya are all described in the Shastra. Therefore, if one is found exhibiting the symptoms and qualities of a Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, and serving in a Brahminical, Kshatriya, or Vaishya occupation, even if he is not born a Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, he should be considered such according to his qualifications and occupation. By the way, that verse is after Narada in 7th canto describes what is a Brahmin, what is a Kshatriya, what is a Vaishya, and all of that, this verse appears at the end. After all that, Narada says, well, if he exhibits the symptoms, doesn't matter how he was born, if he has the symptoms, that's how you should see. Similarly, in the Padma Purana, it is said, "Na shudra bhagavad bhaktas tenu bhagavata matha sarva vaineshu te shudra yena bhakta janardane." A devotee should never be considered a shudra. All the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be recognized as Bhagavats. If one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, however, even if born in a Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya family, he should be considered a Shudra. Vidura was born as a Shudra, but he was a great devotee of Krishna. You have something to say?
Yeah. So, Prabhu, this is, you know, they're talking about, they're discriminating, you know, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and, you know. So, yes, any intelligent person should verify that. But if for a pure devotee, everybody's same. Like, you know, maybe a dog eater, maybe a brahmana, maybe an elephant or a cow, they see everyone equally.
Yes.
So where did this discrimination come?
For those who are not. For those who are not. Those who are not pure devotees, they're on the material platform. They're constantly making discrimination.
Most of them are like that.
Yes. Pure devotee is very rare. That's actually on that platform. And it's also to us. You know, we're not there yet. So those tendencies may also creep into us. It goes both ways. It goes on both sides. Even as devotees, we have to be careful. I'm not going to associate with these devotees because they're low class. Even that can creep in. Even that can creep in. So it's also for us, just check yourself. How are you doing, my friend?
How are you?
Super fantastic. Fly. Let's continue. In the Padma Purana, it is also said...
Do you know it's my dad's birthday today?
Oh, yes. We've dedicated the whole program for his 16th birthday.
Thank you.
16?
Yes.
Okay, Haribol. I'll see you in a month.
Haribol. Shvapakam iva nikshita loke vipram avaishnavam vaishnavo varnabhayopi punati bhuvanatrayam. If a person born in a Brahmin family is an avaishnava or a non-devotee, one should not see his face, exactly as one should not look upon the face of a chandal or dog eater. However, a Vaishnava found in Varnas other than Brahman can purify all the three worlds. The Padma Purana further says, Shudram va bhagavad bhaktam nishadam shvapachang tata vikshate jati samanyat sayati narakam dhruvam. One who considers a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was born in a family of Shudras, Nishadas, or Chandalas, to belong to that particular caste, certainly goes to hell. A Brahmin must be a Vaishnava and a learned scholar. Therefore, in India, it is customary to address a Brahmana as Pandit. Without knowledge of Brahman, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, whereas a Brahmana may become a Vaishnava. In the Garuda Purana, it is said, Vaktir ashta vidha hyesha yasmin leche pivartate sa vitprendro munishrestha sa jnani sa cha pandita. Even if one is born a Malecha, if he becomes a devotee, he is to be considered the best of the Brahmanas and a learned pundit. Similarly, the Tattvasagara says, Yata kanchanatam yati kamsam yasa vidhanata tata diksha vidhanena vijitvam jayate nrinam. As bell metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master becomes a Brahman immediately. All this evidence found in the revealed scriptures proves that according to the Vedic version, a Vaishnava is never to be considered an Abrahmana or non-Brahman. A Vaishnava should not be thought to belong to a lower class, even if born in a Malecha or Yavana family. Because he has become a devotee of Lord Krishna, he has become purified and has attained the stage of Brahmana. Dvijatvam jayate nrinam. So this purport by Prabhupada was extended because this was something that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had to preach very vigorously. There was a lot of opposition. Even in the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was a lot of opposition. When Lord Chaitanya started his Harinam movement, only the lower classes were taking. And then there was that complaint by the Hindus to the Chankazi that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Gaurahari, is giving the Maha Mantra to the low class people, its value is going to go down. You remember we studied that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were thinking it's material. So, and why did Lord Chaitanya take sannyas? Because the upper echelons were avoiding him. So that was certainly present during the time of Lord Chaitanya. And during Bhakti Siddhanta's time, it was prevalent. Let us continue.
Basically, you know, not very important what family you're born in. It's your, not janma, but it's your karma.
Yes. How you act. Right. Let us go now. Text 31. after bidding farewell to Kalidas.
Oh, you read this.
30.
Text 30.
30 we read.
Kalidas again offered in the
business. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Text 30. Kalidas again offered his obeisances to Dadu Thakur and asked his permission to go. The saint Dadu Thakur followed him as he left. After bidding farewell to Kalidas, Dadu Thakur returned to his home, leaving the marks of his feet plainly visible in many places. Kalidas smeared the dust from those footprints all over his body. Then he hid in a place near Dadu Thakur's home. Remember, Dadu Thakur materially is lower. It's a Buni Malikas, low. Kalidas has now taken the dust
and it's made
of the footprint.
Too much.
Yeah.
Upon returning home, Dadu Thakur saw the mangoes Kalidas had presented. Within his mind, he offered them to Krishna Chandra. Everybody like Krishna Chandra?
Yeah.
Is Krishna Chandra here in this house?
Yeah.
He is. We have Krishna Chandra. This is, after all, Govinda Kunj.
Yeah.
Dadu Thakur's wife then took the mangoes from the covering of banana tree leaves and bark and offered them to Dadu Thakur, who began to suck and eat them. When he finished eating, he left the seeds on the banana leaf, and his wife, after feeding her husband, later began to eat. After she finished eating, she filled the banana leaves and bark with the seeds, picked up the refuse, and then threw it into the ditch where all the refuse was thrown. Kalidas licked the banana bark and mango seeds and skins, and while licking them, he was overwhelmed with jubilation in ecstatic love. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This is reminding, you know, that Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was also, you know, taking the prasad from the
Right, even the prasad, the cows wouldn't
eat.
You can hardly imagine. Ay, ay, ay. You've been, you know.
Yeah.
If the cows won't eat.
But he was cleaning up. And
yes.
Then, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, you know, what are you eating all this good stuff?
Give me some.
Give me some.
Right. In this way, Kalidas ate the remnants of food left by all the Vaishnavas residing in Bengal. So he's most expert. When Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon him. Same thing. When did Maharaj Prataparudra get Lord Chaitanya's mercy?
When he was become humble and
The king swept the road. That's how we get. When Lord Chaitanya, when Krishna sees meek and humble, then you get it. You get all the blessings. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, always on the neck, Trinadapi sunichena dharani vasa hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya. We're up to 23 devotees online.
Jai.
Let's say Hari Bol to all our online devotees.
Hari Bol.
Jai. Very nice. So when Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly visit the temple of Jagannath every day. And at that time, Govinda, his personal servant, used to carry his water pot and go with him. So we remember, Govinda Dat is Lord Chaitanya's godbrother. So why is Govinda serving his godbrother?
Because his Guru Maharaj told him.
Exactly.
To serve his
Ishwara Puri told him on his deathbed, you now go serve your godbrother, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very good. Text 41. On the northern side of the Singhadwar, behind the door, there are 22 steps leading to the temple. And at the bottom of those steps is a ditch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet in this ditch, and then he would enter the temple to see Lord Jagannath.
That ditch is still there, Prabhu.
That ditch is still there.
You need to wash your feet first, and then you take 20 steps, and then you go up.
Uh-huh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal servant Govinda that no one should take the water that had washed his feet. Even Lord Chaitanya is humble.
Rupal, you remember, you know, you have to wash your feet before you...
Before you enter, you have to wash your feet in Jagannath.
That's the same thing. Yeah. But now it is, you know, modern, more modern, you know, they put the marble and all this and the water comes, you know, constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jai.
In South India also there are many temples.
So you need to clean your feet first.
All right. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal servant Govind that no one should take the water that had washed his feet. Because of the Lord's strict order, no living being could take the water. Some of his intimate devotees, however, would take it by some trick. One day, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing his feet in that place, Kalidas came and extended his palm to take the water. Kalidas drank one palmful, and then a second, and a third. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him to drink more. "Do not act in this way anymore. I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most exalted, omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead. And therefore he knew that Kalidas, in the core of his heart, had full faith in Vaishnavas. Because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy not obtainable by anyone else. Prataparudra, what did he get to do after he swept? The first installment mercy was Lord Chaitanya fell down right in front of him, and nobody noticed. He got to pick up Lord Chaitanya. That was the first. Then, the second mercy, Lord Chaitanya was chanting simultaneously in seven Sankirtan parties. He got to see that. Not that many. Other devotees some. But not that many. Only the real highly advanced. But he was given cable TV access. Then the third, Lord Chaitanya was resting, exhausted. He came, massaged the legs and feet, started chanting, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam Kalibiditam Kalma Shavaham Shranamangalam This family knows the entire Gopi Geet. They can sing. One day we will do that. The Parekh Sampradaya will sing the Gopi Geet. So Lord Chaitanya embraced him. So he got three special benedictions from Lord Chaitanya, all because of humility. That was the key that unlocked everything, humility. Because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy not attainable by anyone else. On the southern side, behind and above the 22 steps, is a deity of Lord Narsingha. Did you see that?
Yes.
You saw that. It is on the left as one goes up the steps toward the temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his left side toward the deity. Ah, because many people ask me, why in ISKCON we do like that? Because Lord Chaitanya did. You see in temples how many people offer obeisances straight. Look how Lord Chaitanya, so here's my answer. Because sometimes I'm asked that and I go, I don't know. So Lord Chaitanya is showing us left side. offered his obeisances to Lord Nisringa as he proceeded toward the temple. He recited the following verses again and again while offering obeisances.
So
oh,
another,
we know.
Another reason, you know, offer, you know, your left shoulder should be facing the deity is Krishna's left shoulder is Srimati Radharani. So Radharani always comes first, right? So you need to have your left shoulder, you know, looking at the...
Let us chant. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Narsingadev. You are the giver of pleasure to Maharaj Prahlad, and your nails cut the chest of Hiranyakashipu like a chisel cutting stone. And we have a devotee here online. She says that's her favorite prayer.
Yeah.
All glories to Hari Lila Devi Dasi. Yeah. So here's another thing. Why we sing Nisringa prayers? Lord Chaitanya sang them. This movement ISKCON is bona fide because we follow disciplic succession. This and the following verse are quoted from Nisringa Purana. Ito Nisringa Parato Nisringa Yato Yato Gamita To Nisringa Vahe Nisringa Vitae Nisringa Nisringa Mani Charanam Kapane. Lord Nisringa is here. He is also there on the opposite side. Wherever I go, I see Lord Nisringa. That's Mahabhagavat. He is outside and within my heart. Therefore, I take shelter of Lord Nisringadev, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having offered obeisances to Lord Nisringadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to his residence, finished his noon duties, and took his lunch. So in Mayapur, we have Nisringadev, do we not? Mm-hmm. You've seen?
Yeah.
All right. Text number 55. Kalidas was standing outside the door, expecting the remnants of food from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Knowing this, Mahaprabhu gave an indication to Govind. Govind understood all the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's a good servant. Mm-hmm. A good servant knows the indications of the master. Therefore, he immediately delivered the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food to Kalidas. Taking the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas is so valuable that it induced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to offer Kalidas his supreme mercy. Therefore, giving up hatred and hesitation, try to eat the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas, for you will thus be able to achieve your desired goal of life. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author. This is his instruction. Try to eat the remnants of food of Vaishnavas. The remnants of food offered to Lord Krishna are called Mahaprasad.
Okay.
After this same Mahaprasadam has been taken by a devotee, the remnants are elevated to Mahaprasad.
Okay.
Jai. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. We used to always say, during Namahat era days, we used to tell the families, when you invite devotees to your home, your house becomes purified. Here's the rationale. When devotees come, the dust of their feet goes all over the house. That's where you're getting the mercy. That's how we used to sell Namahat. And those who listen, I want the devotees to come to my house.
Sure.
Jai.
Yeah, the vibration changes, you know.
Everything changes. Mm-hmm. Everything. We have done so many Namahat programs here.
Yes, yes.
Hundreds. We cannot keep track. Ananta. Jai.
We will continue to do that.
Jai. And then it will continue. I want to do Namahat program in your son's house, in your daughter's house.
Yeah, yeah. Ball, yes.
Jai. And yours too.
Yes.
Yours too. All right.
See, you got the blessing.
All right, Jai.
By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. Therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me. For I insist again and again, please keep faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love of Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, and he invisibly bestowed great mercy upon Kalidas. So that ends section 1. It is now 10:07. Finish?
We can change one bhajan, you know, and meanwhile we can do something.
All right. So, we are going to end our class here. We have 21 devotees. And we're going to do a bhajan. And then we're going to take prasad. And you'll have to take virtual prasad.
Remnants. Right. Take the remnants.
Take the remnants. Very good. So, who